We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 49th chapter, the 17th Pasuk. We learned last week Hashem's description of how much He loves us. Hashem says, I've engraved you into the palm of my hand. Another way of saying, I don't want to ever forget you. So Hashem's saying, you asked me, Simeni Chachotam Alibecha, you wanted me engraved on your heart. I'm not doing that. The heart sometimes gets covered. I'm engraving you on the palm of my hand. So the Navi is describing how Hashem awaits our return to Zion. And again, if we take perspective, the Navi is writing this a century before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and he's describing Jewish history until today. It's a phenomenal thought that Yeshaya was written so early. And it's interesting that archaeologists have finally found proof that the book of Yeshaya really dates back to the First Temple period. They always wanted to say it was written much later, but they found proof recently. In the last year or two, they found texts from Yeshaya that date back very far back. Miharub Banaich. The Navi continues, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Miharub Banaich. Your sons are going to return swiftly. Meharsayich umacharivayich. Mimech yetzeyu. And when your sons return swiftly, so then meharsayich, those who ruin you, umacharivayich, and those who destroy you, mimech yetzeyu. They will leave from within you. So you will be able to come back, because those that destroy you will leave. So you will be allowed to return to the land of Israel. So that's the simple reading of the Pasuk. And there's another reading which became the famous reading of the Pasuk. Meharsayich umacharivayich, those who ruin you and destroy you, mimeich yetzeyu, leave from you. So we understood that to mean they will leave Israel and you, the Jews, will be able to come back. But another interpretation is, you should know, the destruction of the Jews comes from the Jews. Meharsayich umachrivayich, those that destroy you, those that bring you down, are from within yourself. Mimeich yetzeyu, they're from within. And that's a scary thought that we had to go throughout the generations with this thought. Meharsayich umachrivayich mimeich yetzeyu. And this is quoted often, this line, in this context, in this understanding. So Hashem tells us, you blame me, but you have to realize that your problems stem from yourself. Pasuk Yudchet. Si saviv einayich uri. Hashem says to the land of Israel, so to speak, look around, lift up your eyes and take a look. Kulam nikbitzu va'ulach. All your children have gathered, they've all come back. Chai ani ne'um Adonai. I swear, says Hashem, ki chulam ka'adi tilbashi, that you will wear them all like a beautiful necklace. They'll all live around you, Jerusalem. Utkashirim kakala, and you'll tie them upon yourself like the kala wears her ornaments. So just like a kala traditionally makes beautiful things with her hair, so too you will, so to speak, make beautiful things with your kids who return back to Zion, who return to rebuild the land of Israel. Ki chovotayich v'shomimotayich ve'eretz harisuteich, because your destruction, your desolation, your land that was complete rubble, ki ata teitzeri miyoshev, you will find yourself tight on space. There's going to be a housing shortage in Israel. Ve'rachaku mivalayich, and those that wear you away will have to be more and more distant from you. Od yomeru ve'oznayich b'nei shikulayich. You will still hear your children say, those children who you believed were dead. You thought you were a mother who lost her children. You're still going to hear those children saying, Tzar li hamakom, geshali ve'esheva. Boy, is it tight in here. boys attacked. Could you move over, drop, and make some space for me? You're still going to hear that, Jerusalem. Hashem promises Jerusalem. And I always marvel when I'm traveling with Rav Listman and there's traffic. You should hear how Rav Listman goes on and on. You see what's going on in our land of Israel? Look at how many Jews came back. Look at how beautiful it is. The roads are full. We're sitting there in traffic and Rav Listman is enjoying seeing the land of Israel full. Look at how beautiful it is. So that's the fulfillment of this pasuk. Every time you're stuck in traffic, you should think of this pasuk. It's too tight. What?
Which pasuk
was this? Memtet Chaf. Yeshaya Memtet Chaf. 49:20. Ve'amalt bilvavech. And you'll say to yourself, Mi yalad li et eile. Who gave birth to all these kids? Vani shechula ve'gal muda. I've been barren. I've been completely clean. I haven't had kids in ages. Gola v'sura. I was in exile, Zion says. I was given over to whoever wanted, just trampled the lands over here. For so many centuries, the land was barren. People walked in, people walked out. What was the land of Israel? Ve'ele mi'gidel. So who brought up my children? Hey nani nishaati levadi eile eifohem. The mother Zion says, my children were in exile. And these children, where did they come from, all these kids? How did I become such a great nation? And here we see another concept which is referred to often in the prophet and not only in Yeshaya, that the land of Israel is viewed as our motherland. The mother is saying, where did all my children come from? One of the great concepts that the Torah taught us and then the sages honed into us is the concept that the Jewish people are above a land. There are people that when they leave their home territory, so they become different people. You have a Chinaman who travels to the United States. Third generation aren't interested in eating with chopsticks. Third generation are eating pizza, hot dogs, McDonald's. They're cool. They're with it. You have a Frenchman who emigrates to the United States. Third generation, they're not interested in French wines any more than Spanish wines. Whatever. Their culture doesn't really last because they're in a new culture and things change. You have a people of Israel who were exiled from their land with the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, the first temple. And the people initially say, well, if the temple's destroyed and God has forsaken us, then we should just be like all the nations. And the Navi Yechezkel takes the elders who said this to task. The elders come in and say that. And the Navi Yechezkel says to them, no such thing. You were a people before you came to the land of Israel. God made you into a people without the land of Israel. And you'll continue being a people in spite of the destruction of the land of Israel. Your responsibility to the Torah is not contingent on having a land and a Beit HaMikdash, a temple. The two are not intertwined. They work together, but they're not conditional. You have a responsibility to do the mitzvos. So our sages repeatedly taught us this idea that we're responsible to the Torah, and that's what I'm supposed to be, a Torah Jew. I keep Shabbos, I keep Kashrut, it doesn't matter where I am, wherever I'm traveling. But the Navi is telling us at the end of the day, you do have a land. Even though our responsibility and our identity is I'm a Jew, I'm a man who serves my Creator, but nonetheless, I do have a home territory. I do have a land. There is the land of the Jewish people, the land of Israel. It's not Israel in the secular state, excuse the pun. It's Israel in the holy state. When we say Yaakov Avinu is Yisrael, when we say we are Am Yisrael, it's not that you can have an Israeli Arab. That's a misnomer. You could have a monotheistic Arab. You can't have an Israeli Arab. The term Israel is descendant of a man named Israel, Yaakov Avinu. We are Israel. Only we are Israel. And the land is the land of Israel, the people of Israel. The term Jew really means Yehudi, really means monotheist. If you called an Arab a Jew, it wouldn't be so wrong. He's a monotheist. He's also a Yehudi. Ah, but don't call him an Israeli. Don't call him an Israeli Arab. Call him a Jewish Arab. Right? So our terms got confused. Today, we misapply the terms. The term Yehudi, says the Talmud, means monotheist, the man who denies paganism. So the Arabs also deny paganism. They're Yehudim, in that sense of the word, right? But they're not Yisraelim. The term Yisraeli means I am a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, and next week we will learn in our Parsha class what's unique about the name Yisrael. Now we come back to the home territory. The Navi is repeatedly hammering into us. We are connected to the land. The fact that keeping Torah and mitzvot is our identity does not mean that we can ignore the component that we're connected to the land of Israel. We are connected to the land of Israel. Although Yechezkel and our sages throughout the generations kept hammering into us, you're responsible to the Torah. And we stuck to the Torah all the years in exile. But we're still connected to the land. This is our motherland. And that's what the Navi is saying. The land of Israel looks at us and says, oh, these are my kids. Who brought them up? Because in its correct state, the Jewish people belong in the land of Israel. We are the people of Israel, belong in the land of Israel, and we view the land of Israel and Zion, our capital, as something we're very connected to. Very connected to. So we're going to pick up here, Be'ezat Hashem, next week.